Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Hello, 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 up and down the Cusco. I'm also shouting out to the Yukon and the coast. My name is Grady Deaton, and the name of the show is Coffee at KYUK. Indeed, I have my coffee next to me ready to face the day, and I'm also facing the day heart healthy with my oatmeal. I'm excited, and as usual, I'm sharing my excitement with everyone who can hear me. Today is Monday, and that means it's time for KUC Corner, and if the microphones work, Danny Nelson can say hi.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Danny. It's as usual, it's time for all the news and information relative to the University of Alaska Fairbanks Kuskokwim campus. And without any further ado, Danny Nelson has the show.
Okay. Good morning, Grady. It was a great weekend. Great weather yesterday.
I love it. The sunrise this morning, too. Well, it's happening as we speak, actually. But just as I was coming in, the purple in the sky, I'm sure that right now, if we look out our windows, we see gray, blue, but the direction we can't see
it's
is
red,
gorgeous right now. But, yeah, it was a great weekend.
It's great, and the days are getting longer. It's great to be outside and also good to be inside because it can be cold. Anyways, KUC is taking applications for the next Rural Human Services program starting fall of 2020. If you would like an application, please call Diane McCachran at 543-4597. If you leave a message, be sure to include your email address, and we will email an application to you. And so that's the RHS program, Rural Human Services. So if you like helping people, you live in the YK Delta or elsewhere, and you want to get a certificate in Rural Human Services, you can call us, call Diane at 543-4597. Do you need a proctor for your distance course?
No. Something else.
Yeah, I'm just asking everyone generally. Proctoring services are available Monday or Thursday at 9 a.m. at KUC. So you can call us at 543-4500 or email us at uaf-kuc-test-center@alaska.edu. Or you can just call us at 543-4500, and there's a Google form to fill out to set up proctoring. Also, coming up, we have a science and practice of mindfulness-based wellness class, which will start on March 27th and go through the beginning of May, every Friday from 6 to 8 p.m., taught by Julie Thompson. It's a one-credit class, and it's about the science behind mindfulness and how mindfulness affects wellness. And so I think a lot of that is going to be studying, like, how meditation relates, how scientifically it relates to wellness. We also have our library science class coming up, starting March 6th and going to April 24th, and that'll be every Friday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., taught by Teresa Quiner at the library. It is also a one-credit class. And it's basically an introduction to how to do effective library research. And even if you're not a student and you want to learn skills about learning how to research at our library and access everything there, you can go ahead and sign up for that class, taught by Teresa Quiner. We also have an adult painting class. It's a four-week non-credit class that starts March 28th and goes to April 18th. And it's on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to noon, taught by Kat Casey. And it's basically just an introduction to painting for adults and teens, both. If you want to register for that class, you can also call us at 543-4500.
Did I miss out on introduction to painting? Is that what I just heard?
Yeah, you did. It starts on March 28th and goes till April 18th. It's taught by Kat Casey, and it's for adults and teens this time around. We did a children's class, but starting on March 28th is the adult class.
Wow, that sounds like my scene right there, adults and teens painting.
Yeah, you like painting?
And beginners are allowed to be there.
Beginners are definitely allowed to be there. They are encouraged.
I'm a beginner at everything.
Well, that's good. It's good to be a beginner. But speaking of not being a beginner, we have advanced ceramics coming up. So for that class, you will need experience with ceramics. It starts on March 9th and goes to May 2nd, taught by Ann Kosachev. It's a one-credit ceramics class, and it's for those who have experience in the past with ceramics, whether that's just taking an introduction or if you're really experienced, you can also be in that class. Let's see. We also have our jump rope class, which is another. It's a non-credit class that happens on Wednesdays and Sundays. On Wednesdays from 5:15 to 6:15 p.m. at the KUC gym, and on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's taught by Bethy Whalen. It's a non-credit class of jump rope exercise. Coming up, we have our mitten sewing fur mitten sewing class, which will be taught by Elizabeth Smith. From Kipnuk, and it will be March 6th through 8th. On Friday, it's going to be from 5:30 to 8:30, and then on Saturday and Sunday, I think it's from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it's learning introduction to sewing fur mittens, and it's all-inclusive. You don't need to bring your own materials, but the cost of the class is $185. And then we also have our Intro to Silk Screen class coming
Ooh,
up.
Ooh, I know who teaches that one.
You do.
Mm. Jimmy Reardon.
Yes, Jimmy Reardon does teach that class. And it'll be on March 28th and April 4th.
That's very cool because I happen to know that the kiddos or the participants are going to walk away with a small silk screen they can use again and again at home.
Yeah, so do you know a lot about silkscreen?
I wouldn't say a lot is the right word, but I know a bit. I mean, I've made silkscreens before. I've made three-tone silkscreens where you do three different paint processes across three different layers, you know. And I've worked with nonprofits who've used them as their logo. You know, they'll make a silkscreen of their logo, and then they'll get into town, and they'll go to the thrift store, and they'll buy a whole bunch of clothes, and then they'll silkscreen their logo on top of a bunch of thrift store clothes and then sell them like they're... You know,
oh, wow.
It's a really cool way
to
raise
money. It's a really
money.
Good, yeah. It's a great thing
with
to be
with thrift store clothes.
And Jimmy is a really, he's a good guy and good teacher for definitely kids, too. Yeah.
The thing about Jimmy specifically is he can really engineer what he's doing with each participant in that class.
Yes.
Individually and give each person a unique experience, and they'll all walk away with learning something regardless of their skill level and regardless of, you know, all their capacities.
Yeah.
He's really a good
And that's
good
what
teacher,
makes a good art teacher, especially,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
not everyone's good at art, but...
Actually, we're all good at art. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, okay. Sorry, you caught me.
Yeah, we're all good at it. It's just we all have to be... we have to get rid of that voice that tells us that
tells
we're
us
not.
We're not, and we have to focus on, yeah.
What's, oh, man, what's I used to have an artist friend, and she'd be painting. And, you know, I would look at it, oh, man, I would already quit. And it just keeps on going and going and going, adding more and more and more, and eventually it just becomes this... You know, other thing.
Yeah,
I think it's not quitting. It's like not saying, oh, that looks ugly, but instead saying, oh, that will look better if I do this.
That's a good point, Grady.
But I digress. You want to take a break and come back?
Yeah, we'll take a short break.
We'll take a short break and a little bit. We'll figure out how to talk, and then we'll be back with KUC Corner right here on Coffee at KYUK. In the meantime, here, you know, I like to dive into the stacks and look for songs related to coffee. Accidentally today, I saw this song. I thought it said George Clinton. It says George Canyon. Thought it was a funk song. It's a country song. Here it is. It's called Good Day to Ride. It mentions coffee in the beginning. So here it is, Good Day to Ride, and we'll be back with Coffee at KYUK and KUC Corner in just about 2 minutes. So stay tuned.
Every morning when I wake up, I pour coffee in my cup, and I look out on the fields and land that I call home. And if there's no chance of rain and I need to get away, I'll grab a saddle and be long, long gone. Like a good day to ride underneath this big warm sun. Looks like a good day to let this old boy fly. Loops on the rails and on the run to a blue and endless sky. Looks like a good day to ride. There's a world that's in a race. Or some money and some fame. Well, out here there's nothing. All I need is what I have. So when I want to free my mind from the concrete and the signs, I head for the mountains, back to who I am. Looks like a good day to ride underneath this big warm sun. Looks like a good day to let this old boy fly. Loose on the reins and on the run to a blue and endless sky.
Day to Ride with George Kanyon. I accidentally found it and saw it had coffee in the beginning. I like the song, though. It's a good day to ride. Gotta give you some mic action. Go ahead.
It is a good day, Grady, yes.
It's a good day. Good day to ride. Good day to look at, survey your land. Good day to figure out what you're going to do. It's a good day to submit a photo to the Intertribal Fish Commission before noon if you'd like to submit a photo of your subsistence activities. That was on the drums I was noticing a little bit earlier, and I don't have them right in front of me. I was going to reiterate, but I do know that by noon today, if you have a photo of your subsistence activities, you might want to push that toward them. Let me just mention a couple things. Los Angeles County Jail's struggling to provide treatment for thousands of mentally ill inmates. We go inside one jail at its breaking point tomorrow morning on the next morning edition from NPR News. That's the show that happens, 5 to 8 in the morning. And then I just want to mention one other thing. Tomorrow, AVCP Energy Assistance Program is open, but tomorrow they'll be here at Coffee at KYUK to discuss some bed bug kits that are available for TANF clients and some other services that the AVCP Energy Assistant Program offers. That's here on Coffee. Right now on Coffee, it's KUC Corner, and we continue with you, sir.
Yes, Grady. So if you are a student and you're interested in taking classes starting in fall of 2020, now is a great time to fill out your FAFSA, your free application for federal student aid. If you have questions about how that all works and what federal financial aid is all about, you can call us at 543-4500 and we can connect you to Dorothy Chase, our financial aid coordinator. But basically, it's just a free application that you send to the government and they can give you some aid, and it helps you get other scholarships also.
You kind of have to do it.
Yeah, you do.
It's a great first step.
It's a great first step in getting into getting funding for college. Also, if you're interested in any of those classes that I mentioned, fur mitten sewing, advanced ceramics, intro to silk screen, painting for adults and teens, jump rope, mindfulness-based wellness, you can call us at 543-4500 to register for those classes, or you can stop on by, register on paper, or you could register online also. Library science, also a good thing for research-based knowledge.
That library information class is good for anybody. I don't care whether you could take that class at sixth grade and probably do better than some of the adults. You'll learn things not just about how to access resources at your local branch, but also in the network of branches that the Alaska Library System provides and those databases. That's the thing. That's the real takeaway from that class.
That's true, yeah. Accessing those databases, getting resources from across the libraries across the state, that's a great thing to learn. And you could pretty much access any movie, film, documentary, or book you wanted to.
Yep.
And Let's see. So, again, call us at 543-4500 if you have questions about any of that, financial aid, classes, anything coming up. And have a great Monday.
And tune in any Monday to KUC Corner right here on Coffee at KYUK, where you can get all the news and information relative to the KUC campus of the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Thank you to this guy, Danny Nelson, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Grady.
Leaves me just one thing left to say to listeners, and that's don't forget to be awesome to each other. Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.